Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Time for the initials game. Want to guess the letters?
Yeah.
Okay, I really want breakfast today, so if you guys get it right, I'll buy, and if not, you guys buy.
Okay.
Deal?
Okay. Deal.
Really? Okay. Sounds good.
I say that mainly because Hot Wings will do it.
Mm-hmm. What?
He'll get the letters right?
So. What?
He'll end up paying?
This is ridiculous.
That's a hilarious joke you've made. All right, who wants to go first?
I shall try.
Guess the initials, Kelly.
Come on, T-R. Kelly.
T-R.
Zero letters correct.
Dang it.
You say T-R, right?
I did.
Steve.
Steve?
P-B.
Zero correct. Owings?
Let's say C-W.
You've gotten one.
Oh, boy.
Maitland and Tommy remain.
Okay. Oh, dang it. Okay. C. C. N.
What did you say?
C. N.
You got one correct. At first, I thought you said the same letters. I'm like.
Okay, here we go.
Tommy.
Tommy. A 1 in 20 chance.
Do we know that the first letter is C, or we just know there's a C?
Well, I mean,
in
it
there.
Could technically have been N.
No, we know it's C.
Okay, let's do C. G.
CG!
Yeah!
I don't know what that would be, but
go crazy.
Crazy guy.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
I nearly gave it away because when Maitland said CN, I thought you said CM, which is the answer.
Oh.
Those are my initials.
Dang it.
I never thought to try that.
I look forward to what you all choose. Are you ready? Here we go. If you get it on the first one, you get 4 points. Get it on the second one, 3, 2, and then 1 for the rest. Buzz in with your name and you think you know the answer. Here we go. All the answers are two words and have the initials C, M.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Chris Michaels.
Not in there.
No.
Ah!
Steve. If you keep raising your
Steve,
your social
nonsense.
Media status, you'll be in there next time. Steve?
Chris Michels.
Oh, yes. You get 4 points.
Don't leave out Mitchells.
C, M. Here we go. Clue number one. Debuted in 2005. Clue number two happens all over the world. Clue number three occurs once per year.
Maitland, wow.
Maitland, wow.
Crescent moon.
Incorrect.
Didn't have one of those till 2005.
Oh, I forgot that one.
Clue number four.
People's minds were blown.
This is a marketing term. Clue number five features sales and deals.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Cyber Monday.
Correct.
Oh.
That's tricky because the C sounds like an S.
I hate that, by the way. I hate it.
What, Cyber Monday?
Yeah, because, you know, Black Friday and making people rush to stores wasn't enough. And then it was shop small Saturday. And then it was, okay, right, chill on Sunday. And bam, Cyber Monday.
It is stupid. They're all so stupid.
I don't want to buy anything anymore. Stop it.
Especially since now, none of them are deals you can't get anyway.
And then they start showing and proving that they were like slowly like taking the price down like 3 weeks beforehand just to put it back at the regular price and make you think you were getting a deal. Everything's messed up. I don't like it.
I'm with you.
Well, especially the way you just described it, which would be wholly backwards.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They'd raise the price and then drop it to make it seem like a deal, not lower the price and then raise it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Honestly, that would also work on a lot of people.
It would be fine.
They're not checking.
I don't. The good news is you don't have to buy anything.
Yeah.
And I don't anymore.
Howings leads with one.
Yes.
CM. Here we go. One. Are sometimes themed. Clue number two. These are cut. Clue number three involves walking. Clue number four. Often requires a ticket.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Damn it. Christmas market.
No.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Circus matinee.
No.
You need a ticket.
Clue number five sometimes includes puzzles, clues, or riddles. Clue number six, popular in the fall. Almost.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
Corn maze.
Correct.
Oh.
CM. Tommy won, Hot Wings won. Here we go. Clue number one debuted around the 1920s, but it's hard to say. Clue number two has connection to hats. And so, knowing the answer sometimes, I'm like, that clue does more to hurt than help.
Has a connection to hats?
It'll make sense when you hear it.
Tommy! Circus monkey.
Boy, when I think hats, I always think circus monkey. Incorrect.
They wear little hats. They have to. That's what makes them like people.
They got the little fists.
I said I always think of it.
Yeah.
Clue number three, connected to cash.
Steve. Cash money?
No.
Yeah, that's where I hide my money is under my big hat.
Clue number four, can be heard.
Circus monkey.
It's Tommy, it don't matter how many times you think circus monkey still fits. Even if you say it like the Vlasic pickle stork. Circus monkeys, eh? Clue number five has a strong connection to the southern United States.
Tommy.
Tommy. Yeah, Tommy.
Country music.
Correct.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Not a smart man.
Usually when I play this game, I've got like three or four in the brain that I'm like, all right, I'm ready to just throw these out. I don't have a single, I can't think of anything that starts with a CM until you guys guess correctly.
That is when it's hard, right? Yeah. I knew you were in trouble, Kelly, because on the second clue, you let out the biggest yawn ever and just stared at me after like, let me know when we're done.
Are words real when it comes to C and M being together? No.
Let me see if there's one I think you'll get.
Oh, God.
Nope. CM.
Okay.
Clue number one comes in a variety of colors.
Tommy. Crayola markers.
No, but that's a wonderful guess. Clue number two sometimes appears on a spoon.
Tommy. Cough medicine.
Yes, for three.
Appears on a spoon.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a dumb. Yeah, like
that's a dumb way to say it.
I thought it was gonna be like the Mother Mary. I'm like, huh? Then people flock to it.
How are you gonna make that work with CM?
Well, I was working on that. I think
Christ
it was probably.
Mom.
There
we go.
Obviously.
Christ, Mom.
I think I might have just given it to you. Yep, lots of colors, peers on spoons. That's the one they were going for.
True, man. You make a pilgrimage to Venezuela or something when that happens.
If that's where the spoon is.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
It usually is.
CM. Clue number one. The first word is commonly shortened.
Oh, Tommy. Chris Michaels.
Good answer. Nice. Good answer.
Wouldn't the answer be Christopher Michaels then?
Well, the first word shortened.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Chris.
Chris. So we agree. Kind of. No, it's not Chris or Christopher Michaels. Oh. Clue number two, connected to tricks. Clue number three involves lying or dishonesty. Clue number four, known for cheating or exploiting.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Con man.
Correct.
Yes. Nice.
Good one.
I was really trying to work in magic.
Yeah, me too. I was like, circus magic?
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think that's a thing.
Street magic? Does street begin with a soft C?
CM. Clue number one. Can be a person or a thing? Clue number two, commonly receives a lot of attention. Clue number three, one of the words is a young animal. Clue number four,
hot wings.
Hot wings.
Cult manager.
Incorrect. Clue number four, considered very attractive.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Cougar mama.
No. Clue number five. Dogs and babies are often considered these. I would add cars to that list. Clue number six. This is slang for someone who seems to attract a lot of women with ease.
Is charming part of it? Because I can't get the word charming, but I cannot think of an M word.
It is not.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Wow, I have no idea.
Oh, hot wings.
Hot wings.
Chick magnet.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, this is gettable. I'm not moving on. I'll just stare.
Mm-hmm. It worked.
CM. Boy, somebody gets one on the first one again. You're going to really jump in the standings in this, because this has been tough so far. Here we go. Mm-hmm. CM dates back hundreds of years.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Cro-Magnon.
No. Clue number two, sometimes considered rich. Clue number three, can come from mixing. Clue number four, can come from powder. Clue number five, is brown.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Chocolate milk.
Yes.
Oh, I was trying to figure out what the M was. That makes so much sense.
Maitland has two. Hot Wings has two. Tommy has five.
Jeez.
Steve and Kelly are tied. CM. Clue number one. Typically cylindrical. Somebody just wrote in and said, are any of these chronic masturbation? Because I've been saying it for everyone. No, I'm afraid. I don't know for sure, but I don't think so. Clue number two. First one was typically cylindrical. Clue number two. Sometimes personalized with words or logos.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Coffee mug.
Correct.
Oh.
I was like, Yeti, Stanley. Hydro Flask.
Hot wings with three. CM. Clue number one, commonly dimly lit. Clue number two, often supported by metal or wooden beams.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Coal mine.
Correct for three.
Oh, nice.
Maitland surges into a tie with Hot Wings and Tommy atop the standings with five apiece.
My
first
goodness.
One to seven wins.
Hell yeah, we're in second, Steve.
You guys are.
Yeah.
CM, first one to seven. Clue number one. The second word is commonly shortened. Clue number two, most commonly white. Clue number three is
Tommy.
Cooked. Tommy.
Crystal meth.
Correct!
Really?
Whoa. Tommy knows two! And is your
man.
Champion
wow,
today!
All right. Wow. Nice job, Tommy.
Nice job, man.
Didn't see that coming.
Tommy gets the most joy when he wins on this game.
Definitely.
Like the rest of you are excited, but Tommy is like shocked. Like he just won Publisher's Clearinghouse and there's a giant check and balloons on the door.
Dude, someone get me a big old check with some big old scissors. Ooh, can't wait.
What would you do with the giant scissors? You're not opening anything.
No, it's like a surprise.
It's like a surprise.
I just want some really big scissors.
Yeah, guys. Just
it's scissors. Just like novelty-sized things.
Yeah, dude.
That's true.
Get him a silver shovel, everyone.